Welcome to the Codings Pro podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Codings Pro magazine. Joining us today is Lisa Ryan, certified speaking professional and chief appreciation strategist at Gradigy. Lisa is a speaker, author, and video host with 13 years of experience in industrial marketing and sales, including 7 years in the welding industry. Her programs focus on positive workplace culture, intergenerational communication, employee acquisition, engagement, retention, and gratitude strategies, aka what she calls gratitudes, for personal and professional development. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. It's really great to be here.
Why don't we start by maybe giving our listeners a little bit of your background?
Sure. I was actually in my career, as you said, I was primarily in sales. I had the first part of my career, I was an executive recruiter, one of the few people on the planet who can actually say they sold their mother. Now, Mom actually hated that job, but I said, Mom, you have got to stay there at least 90 days because I have a guarantee and I can't afford to give back the commission I made on you. So thankfully, Mom was there for 2.5 years. She didn't disown me. Then I spent the 13 years in industrial sales where I sold things like electrical cord and cable into the maintenance environment and welding rod. And yes, I do weld. And then from there, I went into healthcare. So how does that relate to today? Well, as an executive recruiter, I found what it took basically to remove a person from one company and place them into another company. Being in industrial sales for 13 years really made it my mission to change the conversation, to encourage people to look at their careers in manufacturing and in the trades and really kind of just change that conversation around it. And then from my years in healthcare is where the research came in. So even though these topics sound like they may be, you know, I hate the term soft skills because they're essential skills, but when it comes to, you know, everything that I talk about and share with my audiences is based on research, it's based on real world, and it's simple, actionable steps that business leaders can take to create the type of culture where people want to stay.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, so we're talking to Codings contractors, so people who might, you know, be a one-person company up to maybe, you know, 30 to 50 employees. That's kind of our who we're speaking to when we talk in Codings Pro for our audience. And I think that those types of tips that we're going to get into a little bit more here are going to be really helpful for them to be able to understand, you know, like you said, how to put those into action. So, I heard you speak at the International Roofing Expo a few years ago, and I think that talk specifically was about how the intergenerational workforce comes into play. So do you still see a lot of challenges or I guess maybe opportunities when it comes to that?
Well, there's opportunities. And the interesting thing is that with the pandemic that we're going through right now, it's really forced a lot of the technology that that millennials and now Gen Z have been used to their entire life, and we have been forced to get into it. So the conversation is still there. It's different now, though. And when I do have clients that want to talk about the generations, a lot of it is really focused more on Gen Z than millennials, because for goodness sake, millennials are 40 this year. 40 people.
I know.
You know, let's just stop that. When we can learn to communicate with people based on, you know, the technology that they're exposed to, that again, I think that COVID brought that a lot to the forefront. And now we're listening to people and we're looking for more ways to communicate in a lot more different ways and being more open to technology than really we ever have before. Because I think that that was one of the main differentiating factors between the generations is the fact that, you know, boomers and traditionalists and older Gen Xers didn't have as much exposure to technology as the newer generations have.
Are you seeing anything specific, you know, like key apps or those types of technologies that people are using in the field or to connect with people who are maybe not behind their desk all the time?
One of the ones I spoke at one of the programs that I did, and it was for the Surface manufacturers, so people that do like countertops and that type of thing. And one of the owners had been very active in implementing WhatsApp. And that's a free app that you can use. But what they did is his guys would be in the field installing things, and they'd be taking little videos, and they'd be sharing what they were doing and how they were doing. But they were also able to video if they were running into issues with somebody, with something, with the installation, and other people could see that video and give immediate feedback. Wow. They also used it, which I thought was fun, in that they didn't take themselves so darn seriously. So they had fun kind of at the owner's expense from time to time, and, you know, just building those connections, but using video and using apps like that. The other one is like just having Zoom meetings. You know, my husband works for a manufacturing company. He's in the accounting department, and they said, oh, there's no way you could ever work from home. You know, you have to be here. It's accounting. It's secure, blah, 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 blah. Well, for the first 3 weeks, Scott worked at home. So companies are, and he was able to attend Zoom meetings and still get just as much productivity done. So we're seeing a lot more remote employees that maybe leadership did not believe could ever be remote, but still keeping in contact, seeing the face, having the conversation, instead of, you know, just picking up the phone or sending yet another email.
Right. Death by emails.
Oh, you are not kidding.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. You know, one of the things I think that in addition to the communication part of something like WhatsApp, could potentially be, you know, that team building aspect that I've seen you talk about too, where it's important to sort of connect with your coworkers on a personal level, you know, building that or maybe creating that best friend at work sort of situation.
Yeah. Absolutely, because you, again, you have things like Zoom where, you know, you encourage everybody to get on the camera. Now, the interesting thing about Zoom back in the day is that I would not get on a Zoom call unless I was having good hair and good mm-hmm. makeup and everything was perfect. And now, frankly, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I've been on Zoom calls, hair in a ponytail, workout clothes still on. You know? So I think it's given us the opportunity to be much more authentic and realistic. But when you're, you know, doing a Zoom happy hour where it's not about work, where you're just getting together and you know, water to whiskey, everything in between, you know, just having conversations and maintaining those same water cooler, you know, conversations that we're not able to have. The important thing when we're doing communication is it from a remote standpoint is it's not just about business. You need to put the personal in there as well. How are you doing? How are you doing with your family? How are you doing, you know, being your kid's teacher, and how are you doing being your daycare provider, and all of these other things that are all entangled now in our work life more than it ever has been before.
Yeah, and I think to your point, you're alluding to, it's not only good to connect on that personal level just to be a good human, but also there is sort of, it ties into the bottom line of the business as well. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I keep telling every time I'm doing a program, I'm reminding the participants that what they are doing right now is setting the precedent for whether or not their employees decide to stay with them. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's only about business, if you never touch base with your employees, or if it's just like, hey, did you get that project done? Hey, what's going on with this? And you're not taking the time to connect, because that's the thing that we're missing right now, is that basic human connection. You know, even, you know, hugs and handshakes, not that we're hugging a whole lot in the mm-hmm. workplace, but even the simple thing of extending your hand for a handshake with somebody, we're scared to death to do that. So we just have to keep in mind that if you're reaching out to your employees and you're setting the the minimums of what you can do to sustain your business and be productive. Because again, and also getting out of your mind that we work from 7 to 3 or we work from 9 to 5. You know what? If your employees are busy with their kids during the day and they're still getting their work done, but they're doing it from 7 o'clock at night until midnight, does it really matter as long as the work's getting done? So there's much more trust. There's much more transparency needed, and there's much more understanding as we're still trying to figure out where we are now and where we're going to be. You know, I don't even want to say post-COVID because I don't personally think that it's ever going away. We have to figure out how we're going to live with it.
Right. And yeah, making those connections in any way that we can, the trust aspect is probably a huge portion of that. I think this also comes kind of back to the business aspect of it. The difference you talk about between engagement versus satisfaction and kind of how that affects retention and the business in general. Maybe could you give a little bit of a brief overview of what that difference is between engagement and satisfaction?
Sure, because, you know, sometimes the terms are used interchangeably and they're really not. Mm-hmm. Satisfaction means that, you know, my job's okay, my boss is okay, you know, what I do is I'm making enough money. But when I leave work, I leave work. I don't even think about it. I have no emotional connection to the business. An employee who is engaged, however, loves what they do, respects their manager, loves the company's mission. Sometimes when they go home, they're still talking about it to their friends and to their spouse, and they're sharing the good things about the company. An engaged employee will actually take less money than a person who's just satisfied because they see how good they have it there. It feels good to work there. Now, this is not an excuse not to pay your employees a marketable wage.
Right.
You know, and because, of course, when it comes down to it, we need to live, we need to make money, you know, all of that. But when it comes to saying things like thanking your employees, recognizing them, catching them in the act of doing things well, things that take very little time, things that take almost no effort and no money at all, to just connect and not only say, hey, thanks, but to be specific. Thank you so much for staying 45 minutes after to get that order out. You know, I know you had plans, but I'm glad, you know, I really am so glad that you pitched in and helped us out. Because if you recognize that employee, and you might be saying, well, why should I thank them? I mean, they're getting time and a half for overtime, for goodness sake. That's enough. No, it's not. Because next time you ask that employee, hey, can you stay over and help us get that order? That employee might be thinking, you didn't even thank me last time. You know what? I am out of here. I got a date. See ya. So it's just these little things and comparing your employees to their efforts. You're not going to compare your average employee to your superstar. You know, but if your average employee or maybe even one of your less than average employees does something, you know, to be able to say, wow, you know, thank you so much. You really rocked that. You really rocked on that project. I appreciate you. You know, you may be given that less than average or that average employee the incentive to say, wow, my boss is actually catching me doing things well. I want more of that recognition. And now you're giving them the incentive to do more, to get more of that.
Right, to turn potentially, help turn an average or below average employee into someone who could become a rock star. Yeah, a little bit of kind of, I guess, equity to put into them. I think that could be really helpful for our readers or subscribers. Are there any other ways that you can think of that, you mentioned a few there already, saying, you know, thank you to show value to employees, but I'm also thinking too, you know, each employee probably wants to receive that recognition in maybe different ways. Are there any tips on how to kind of figure out what means most to the specific employee?
Sure. There's a sheet, and I actually have a template for one, or you can make up your own. And it's basically called the All About Me sheet. You know, it's something you can do online with SurveyMonkey or one of those services, or, you know, hand your employees a piece of paper that says, you know, what is your favorite candy bar? What's your favorite gift card? You know, if you were to get a $5 or $10 or $25 gift card, what do you want? Because too many times we go and we get that one coffee gift card and we hand them out to everybody. You don't know if that employee doesn't drink coffee, doesn't like coffee, but maybe if they had a gas card, that would be what's connecting. You know, finding out, do you like public recognition or private recognition?
Right.
You know, what are your hobbies? What's your favorite restaurant? Because think about it. If your employee just knocks it out on a project that you had, or, you know, getting an order in or whatever it was, and you know that that employee's favorite restaurant is, I don't know, Lone Star Steakhouse, and you give them a gift card so that he can take, you know, he or she can take their spouse out, have a nice dinner on the company. It's like, wow, they're paying attention. You know, I can take you out. I recognize you, and I know how much this would mean to spend a little bit of a special time at your favorite restaurant with your significant other. You know, it's just these little things of paying attention instead of assuming that everybody's the same. So we look at it from just figuring out, you know, what, how to recognize employees and what to recognize them with, and catching them in the moment. Don't be waiting 3 weeks after. Hey, remember when you stayed after 33 weeks ago? No. In the moment, when it happens, get it while it's hot.
Yeah, I love that idea of the questionnaire, and to find kind of the specificity of it is probably what makes the employee feel so special. And how hard is that to just ask someone to fill that out when they're sort of, you know, if they're a new employee or even someone who you've had for a while? I could see myself doing that at my job, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So the employee, you find out, you know, what's your favorite candy bar? It's a Snickers, okay? So the next time they do something and you're just, hey, great job, here's a Snickers bar, you know? And they might not even remember filling out that form 6 months ago. It's like, holy cow, she's paying attention. She knows I like Snickers and she didn't give me a Milky Way or, you know, or something else. It's just that personal connection.
I love that. That's such a good tip. Awesome. Yeah, you do have a lot of great stuff on your website too, books and resources, blog posts. I think a lot of good kind of nuggets that people can use to sort of think of and have as a jumping off point. So, you know, if people can, or if they want to reach out to you after listening to this, can you share how they should do that?
Sure. Here, my website is lisaryanspeaks.com. And like you said, there's a lot, my video, my blog, you know, there's all kinds of resources on there. Another really great resource is my LinkedIn profile. So connect with me on LinkedIn. I believe it's Ask Lisa Ryan, because Lisa Ryan is kind of a common name, to say the least. But, you know, and make sure you put a note, hey, I heard you on the program, you know, and I'd love to connect. But every day I post a tips video, just 60 to 90 seconds of some kind of a workplace culture tip. There's articles on there. I post a lot there. So between my website and LinkedIn, there's a lot of resources that you can get absolutely free.
Awesome. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners before we sign off today?
Employee engagement is really one connection at a time, one conversation at a time. And when you just look at the specificity of each person at who works for you and you make that human connection with them, that is a great way to keep your top talent from becoming someone else's.
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for talking with us today and for sharing some of your information with our subscribers. And I look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Lisa Ryan for joining us today on our podcast series of just trying to give information to coatings contractors that they can use in the field and potentially from, you know, your work from home life right now too. She did mention the COVID-19 pandemic. We are obviously still sort of living through that and figuring out what the quote unquote new normal looks like. So this was recorded on July 9th, if anyone is wondering what she was referring to, listening back into the future. She is a certified speaking professional and chief appreciation strategist at Gradigy. She does have a lot of really great resources on her website. She also mentioned, of course, her LinkedIn profile that you can go check out as well. Look at those videos and those tools and see what might be able to be helpful for you in the field. She certainly, like I said, has a lot of good information that you can check out. Again, my name is Stephanie Chizik. I'm editor-in-chief of Codings Pro Magazine. Be sure to check out our website at codingspromag.com for all things codings related, more podcasts, webcasts, articles, of course, print and digital information can be found there as well. And her website again is lisaryanspeaks.com. I hope everyone is happy and healthy. And as always, happy coding.